Good morning, Chairman Colton, members of the Commission, Director Williams. My name is Phil Kilbreath. I'm representing the Enforcement Division. Today I have two items for you. Both are a result of our Regulations Review Committee, and both are we're asking to amend the hunting and fishing regulations, or the hunting regulations, not the fishing regulations. So the first is extending deer hunting opportunities to all licensed hunters age 10 to 15. We discovered, the Regulations Review Committee discovered, a discrepancy in the regulations. Early in the regulations on page 19, it talks about hunting opportunities for youth or young licensed hunters age 10 to 15. But if you go to the specific districts to examine those districts with reference to deer hunting list 12 to 15. We could not find a reason why there was 10 in one section and 12 to 15 in the other. And the change with 10 was, of course, the apprentice hunter. So we're asking that the commission approve that all licensed hunters 10 to 15 are afforded the same special deer hunting opportunities. The second item we're asking to change regulations is to allow the accompanying adult to hunt for commission-approved species during the youth statewide two-day deer hunt. And I just want to be clear, we're not asking that they hunt for deer during that period because it's not open season. They're just allowed to hunt for any commission-approved species that the season is currently going for at that time. There's no law that prohibits an adult from carrying a firearm, and it's a difficult rule for us to enforce by saying they have to be a non-hunting adult. And there's plenty of opportunities to hunt grouse or other, perhaps antelope or other things during that season. So we're asking the commission to make a regulation change for both of those items.
Thank you. And Lee was going to present those as he did together, but we make independent motions, of course. So,
Mr. Chair, I move the commission extend the special deer hunting opportunities available in certain hunting districts for 12 to 15-year-olds to also include apprentice hunters 10 to 15 years of age.
I have a motion and a second. Any comment from the commission? Any comment from the public on the current motion to extend hunting opportunities to licensed hunters 10 to 15? Any comment from the public? Nothing in the regions. Back to the commission. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 The regulation changed to allow accompanying adult to hunt for commission-approved species.
Mr. Chair, I move the commission remove the requirement that the adult accompanying the hunter during the wide two-day deer hunting be non-hunting.
Would second that.
And a motion and a second. Any comment from the commission?
How we could keep somebody.
Chairman, I've heard a lot of discussion over the years about that, and certainly we want the youth to be the people that are having the experience, but I believe that we end up in the right place with this proposal. They can be doing other things with their weapons, and they certainly have a right to be carrying that unless they're a convicted felon or something like that. So I recommend that we do just this, knowing that as we move forward, with paper licenses that people are going to print out themselves, we always have the room for people to take advantage if they so choose. And we're not going to, with any process that we put in place or any verbiage that we use, keep that away. So I think this is the right place to be. It's the right time.
Thank you, Commissioner Aldrich. Any further comment from the commission? Comment from the public? Mr. Givak.
Commissioners, I'm Nick Givak. I'm the Conservation Director for the Montana Wildlife Federation. And when this rule first went out, we heard from people who were absolutely incensed about it. But the more we looked at it, it does make sense. I mean, I think that two-day hunt is supposed to be a special opportunity for youth, and I would hope that the the adults would put their energy into mentoring. But I could also see what a what an enforcement nightmare this could be, enforcement division. And certainly if people make a trip to eastern Montana, they might want to fill an antelope tag too. So this does make sense, and we'd support it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Givock. Any further comment from the public? Any further comment from the commission? Just say, you know, the commission does not have authority to limit law-abiding citizens from taking their rifle or their shotgun for a walk. And we're not going to abridge upon that in any way. So I appreciate the department coming forward with this. And also the clarification that this doesn't mean they get to deer hunt. And shame on you if you use a kid to take a deer early illegally. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.